The one thing which helps in all situations to overcome all obstacles is simcha. There are many other things that we always use, Torah, tefillah, tzedakah, etc., sgulos, but simcha is something that really works. It works begashmis. The Gemara says there were two people that used to go around and make people happy. I guess you can call them comedians. And they were referred to as Bnei Olam Haba. They're zoche to the world to come. Because their job is to be misameach other Yidden. And the Rebbe once commented on this Gemara and said they weren't only Bnei Olam Haba, the Bnei Olam Hazeh. When a person is happy, happiness is infectious. He makes happiness all around him. He has a good life, begashmi so. A person who is always depressed and always worried, he suffers in this world. And also, he doesn't have the schus of being a Bnei Olam Haba. Simcha is something that works. B'chanuni na b'zois, we could test Hashem with simcha. If we have simcha, it breaks through every single boundary, and it's also healthy. Happiness is healthy. We mentioned at a different occasion that the Poskim mentioned that in a time of a Magefa, there was a minig, some places had this minig, that it was the rules of Avelis were suspended not to increase biasusa, not to increase fear and panic. This is discussed at length. It's a Ramah, but it's discussed at length in Divri Malkiel about the exact criteria for that. But the principle certainly is we are not supposed to kach and get involved in discussing tragedies. Websites, WhatsApp, social media shouldn't be reporting the negative. They should be reporting the positive. It sort of makes a very, very unhealthy chas v'sholom and opposite of life cloud all around us. We already know the message, and we got it really hard. We know what's going on. We know how careful we have to be. We can't even go to the Levayas because we're told we shouldn't go to the Levayas. Let's focus on living. These reports are very difficult for us and certainly difficult for people that are that are over 60, 65, and 70. From a pikuach nefesh point of view, as important as it is to close shuls and mikvayas, it's equally important to focus on the positive and bring out a positive atmosphere. As the expression is, sometimes one may lie in order to bring peace. And sometimes one may not report things in order that people should live. Not everything has to be related, not everything has to be said. We have to create an avir, an atmosphere around us, which is a living avir. The avir, the Rebbe Rayatz, the Friedrich Rebbe, when he came to America, said that the avir, the atmosphere over here, is a negative atmosphere of kfirah that needs to be purified through saying mishnayos. One of the things of an infection, it says in Rishonim, is ipish ha'avir. It's something that goes through the ear and goes from one to another because there's a negative ear, a negative atmosphere. Let's create a very, very positive atmosphere, an atmosphere of l'chaim, l'chaim l'vracha, of life, of positivity. Seder night, by Pesach, by the Seder, we eat mutter to remember the bitterness. We eat matzah to commemorate freedom. But matzah consists of flour and water. Or shouldn't we eat something which is made with honey and oil, something which gives us a taste of chedus, of freedom? Why are we eating lechem only, poor bread? The Maral says that in his Sefer Gvuras Hashem, that if a person needs honey and sweets to refill his freedom, he's not really free. If a person loses, frees himself from all his personal pleasures, his personal desires, he's satisfied with his flour and water, he is a true free person, that the situation doesn't affect him. He is free, he is not subdued and subordinate to the situation. He is an Eved Hashem, Chelki Hashem, Amar Nafshi, Hashem is my portion, Hashem is my peace. And on this note, to increase in our feeling of ben chayrin, of freedom, is the idea of simcha. A person who's sameach is a ben chayrin, and a person who's a ben chayrin who feels free, who's automatically is a person of simcha. And I'll mention this in regard to the people that are in solitary confinement, that are alone, doing the Seder alone. If a person would only know how much simcha and how much hashpa he creates in Shemayim from every mitzvah of his, that itself would increase so much simcha. The Zohar writes, in some Haggadahs, this Zohar is printed before Magid, that during the Seder, the Eibishter gathers together his Pamali, Shalmaila, all the Malachim, and tells them Listen to the praise that my children are saying, how they're happy with my redemption. All the malachim come together. They connect with the Jewish people. They listen how they fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, how they're happy with the geula of Hashem. And the malachim go back to Hashem and thank Him for all the nisim and for the special nation that He has in this world, the chedvah, the chedvah, the prukana de marayin. They are happy with they rejoice with the happiness of their Eibishter, their master, becoming free. When we keep the Seder, there's such a tremendous simchin, especially if it's so hard and so difficult, and there are obstacles. Some people haven't made a Seder alone for many years. We put in the effort as tirdashal mitzvah, the zeyashal mitzvah. We do it bezrizus because we want to do what Hashem wants. A Seder which is made by such people is so powerful, is of an immense nachas to the Eibishter. Such a Seder, all the malacha, shadis, and pamali, shalayla dancing around the table with you. This is not a reason to feel alone. You're much more with the Eibishter than anybody else. The hashpa, the simcha that's in this Seder is powerful and of such magnitude that overpowers many other storim out there. Yesterday we spoke about Dayenu, how we have to appreciate everything Hashem gives us. That's on the one hand. And we say, Dayenu, even if we only would come out of Mitzrayim, and even if we wouldn't go through the Yamsuf, and even if we wouldn't have gotten the Torah, etc., etc., we would only have this, Dayenu. But here's an interesting point. The custom in Chabad specifically is that we don't stop in the middle of the Dayenu. We don't talk in the middle of the Dayenu. We go straight through all the Dayenus, and we don't explain them. Even if we say explanations throughout the Haggadah, during the Dayenu, we're not mafsik by Dayenu. And the Rebbe once explained, because on the one hand, we appreciate that every step in the way is another Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are 49 gateways of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are 42 Masois, 42 stations to get from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And every one of them is considered a stop out of Mitzrayim. Eile Mas'e plural Asher Yotzum Eretz Mitzrayim. Every one of these is already a station out of Mitzrayim, and at every stage of the way we have a special Hakara Satov and we thank Hashem. But at the same time, until you get to Eretz Yisrael, you're not fully out of Mitzrayim. This applies both in Avodas Hashem, that the person on the lowest level has to know that one move up, he's already out of Mitzrayim. And he shouldn't let the Yetzer Hara convince him, forget it, you're all the way in the bottom rung. And at the same time, a person who's on a higher level shouldn't allow the Yetzer Hara to fadre him a cup and tell him, you're okay, you're already out of Mitzrayim. No, until you get to Yarden Yericho, until you get to Eretz Yisrael, you're not fully out of Mitzrayim. We don't stop by Dayenu. As much as we appreciate all the special things that we have, we're not going to get caught up with all the external stuff. We want to go straight into the Arman HaMelech, into the palace of the king, and talk to the king himself. If we have an opportunity to have an audience with the king, we can get caught up with the glitz of everything around, of the external rooms, of the antechambers, and forget even about our audience with the Melech. We don't get caught up with that. We appreciate all of that, but with fil ani kiyatov, a poor person, lifnei Hashem yishpech sicha, zok de Baal Shem Tov, he doesn't get excited from all the malachim elyonim, from all the great divine revelations. He doesn't even know what that is. A poor person wants just the king himself. Our yechidish abenefesh, our very essence of our soul, says we're not stopping the dayenu. We're going to keep on saying dayenu, but we're not going to stop until we get to geula. This time is called Chevle Mashiach. Chevle Mashiach, like birth pangs. In Tanakh, in Gemara, many places we compare it to birth. And just like with birth, there's a lot of effort that is needed to push and push and push. But when it comes to the very, very last moment, a small push is needed, one more push and the baby is out. We have to maybe go through inducing in the past. We might have had to go through all different things during all the months of pregnancy. But now it's already a time of gula, that one last push, the baby's head is already showing, it's already here, it's fully present. We're ready, mamish, mamish, al safa gula, we're going to have the gula. This is a mitzvah. A chiyuv, a chaka loy b'chol yom shiyavi, b'chol yom shiyavi does not mean I wait every day, he can come whenever he wants. If a person has a relative who's sick and he davens to Hashem, rifa'enu, shma kaleinu, he doesn't say, Hashem, send me a cure, I don't care when it is. He davens to Hashem, he knows, kil shuascha kevinu kol hayom, all day long, on this very day, I need Mashiach, I am waiting, I'm not giving up. I'm constantly waiting for Mashiach, like all the stories of the Gedolei Yisrael, that any move made them think, oh, this must be Mashiach that's coming. We know it's here. It's already present. We feel it in the ear. Let us be zeichet to have it. Take it from Yad Mamash.